It's time for Sports Day.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day.
Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
The NBA All-Star Game is almost here. 8 o'clock is the tip-off, and you got nothing to do. Seriously, it is rainy and nasty, not just here in South Florida, but it seems like the whole entire country is rainy and nasty. So by default, you will be watching the NBA All-Star Game tonight, whether you like it or not. There's really nothing else going on. Memphis and SMU, the really only college basketball game that's happening, that's at 4 o'clock.
UCLA, Utah.
Oh, they are playing. Is it going to be on TV, though?
Yes, FS1.
Okay. I stand corrected. They got some women's softball, college baseball, not the U because of this rain and everything like that. But what we're going to do right now is go through the NBA All-Star roster. Now, Vlad and I have also said Tyrese Halliburton is our favorite to win the MVP because he can fill it up and he's going to be at home. But let's go through the lineup, kind of just talk about the lineup, and then maybe see who our second pick is or our sleeper pick. Starting off with the East, our very own Bam Adebayo going to be filling in for Joel Embiid. He is going to be starting at center forward. That is for the East. Also, top vote getter in the East, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Very deserving. Tyrese Halliburton in the East. We say, you know, he can ball out. He's only averaging 22 points a game this year, Vlad, and almost 12 assists. But still, for some reason, I imagine him averaging like 30 points a game, like Giannis is.
No.
Just his team scores a lot.
He spearheads that offense.
Damian Lillard is also a starter in the East this year. He's averaging about 25 points a game.
Dame's doing Dame things. It's just...
His team's not that good. Or, no, when I say
his
not
team
that
is good, it's just that they're not winning the way that people expect them. But then it's like people just need a bitch about something. If they were winning a lot, who's going to beat them? I don't think anybody could beat them. Now they're not playing to the expectations that you want, even though they have one of the best records in the NBA. Now people want to, you know, complain. Right. It's like you can't win either way.
Jason Tatum going to round out the Eastern Conference starters. And we know he's good, but we don't like him. Now on to the Western Conference. Top vote getter, of course, LeBron James.
LeBron James, the king!
He may be in the All-Star game for the rest of our lives.
He's only playing like 7 minutes, bro.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to try really. He tries really hard in regular games, much less an All-Star game. Luka Doncic going to be your starter, number 77, from the Dallas Mavericks.
Luka. Luka Magic.
Kevin Durant. Averaging 28 points a game this year. He's a starter.
KD averages 20. Yo, he goes to sleep averaging 28 points.
I mean, he really does, man. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Ah,
congratulations
SGA.
To him. Well deserved, by the way. Averaging 31 points a game. He is a starter for the West. Thank you, Dame Lillard, for going to the East. We said LeBron James. And then, of course.
Well, that's shocking, though. Give credit to Luka and SGA that they're so popular that they're starting instead of one Stephen Curry.
That is true, Luka Doncic. I think this year, though, it was different. You voted for position. You didn't overall. It wasn't overall votes. So Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
But
did.
But still, the fact of the matter is, you're telling me that
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander garnered more votes than Steph Curry. Yes.
Like Steph Curry in the backcourt, I would always assume to get the most votes. So the fact that SGA and Luka, like Luka gets obviously the international votes as
well. Oh, I'm sorry, Luka. I was thinking Nikola Jokic. Sorry. Yeah, Luka gets all those international votes. And he is averaging 34.9 and goodness gracious, he's averaging 34 points a game, 9.5 assists, and almost 9 rebounds a game.
Luka, baby.
We're going to get to who we think will be the MVP if it's not Tyrese Halliburton in a minute. Now, let's talk about these Eastern Conference reserves. Congratulations to one Paolo Banchero. Duke.
He's a beast.
He is really good. 23 points a game, 5 assists, 7 rebounds. Very nice. Scotty Barnes from Toronto getting the nod as a reserve in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, he's a replacement for one Julius Randle.
Yes.
So,
Jaylen Brown. We know Jaylen Brown.
The richest man in the NBA.
Cape up right now. Jaylen Brunson. Well,
JB, baby. Well Brunson deserved. Burner.
Very well deserved right there.
Absolutely.
Tyrese Maxey.
Absolutely deserved to be an all-star.
Absolutely well deserved. Donovan Mitchell maybe deserves to be a starter, maybe.
He could be an MVP.
I mean, you could see him and Halliburton being switched out. You could see him and Dame Lillard getting switched out. You could see him and Jason Tatum getting switched in and out. Cape up again, Vlad. Julius Randle.
I mean, he's there. He got the selection, but he won't be playing because of his dislocated shoulder.
So far, so good this season. 24 points a game, 9 rebounds, 5 assists.
Juju does his thing, man. Juju does his thing.
Trae Young, he's going to be one of the reserves.
Trae Young,
What people don't notice about Trae Young,
he's really good, bro.
He's an assist guy.
No, like, I get it. He could be annoying, but he's really good.
Yeah, I get it that his teams underperform and they say he's a coach killer. But, man, 27 points a game, 11 assists a game, three rebounds.
You're not going to find that anywhere.
And he can get hot.
A guy that can get his own shot
anywhere
and get you shots.
Yeah, and the assist part is the big part. And then, of course, Joel Embiid did make the team. He's not playing. Bam Adebayo going to be taking his spot. Let's look at the reserves for the West Conference. Devin Booker, Baboni, said, hell no. Hell no. Hell no. Baboni said no. Steph Curry, of course, we know.
Steph Curry with the shot, boy.
Should always be an all-star. Anthony Davis, kind of controversial, I would say.
Nah, nothing controversial with Anthony Davis. People Anthony Davis has been balling. He's only missed four games this season. Anthony Davis has been balling.
I mean, 25 and 12, that's pretty good.
And he might be the best defensive player in the game.
I mean, Wimby might have something to say about that eventually.
Nah, AD's still the best defensive player.
Wimby's longer than AD, I'm sure.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, those guys are all arms and legs, man. Imagine them wearing a suit. Whew. Anthony Edwards, well-deserved, man. Well-deserved.
Ant-Man.
Well-deserved.
I like Anthony Edwards,
bro. 5-5. Paul George making a return to the All-Star game.
Clippers have been one of the hottest teams in the NBA. Might be the best team in the NBA.
Right.
We're all looking at how those four California kids, all those four LA kids were mixed.
Yep, and Kawhi
together.
Leonard. Kawhi Leonard back.
Kawhi's playing like the Kawhi of old.
That's
so
the Clippers being as good as they are.
But just, you know, they like everybody else, injuries is, you know, is their scare.
And they've known to fall apart in the postseason. So
yeah. And get hurt.
Rounding out the reserves for the West, Carl Anthony Towns. So the East is a lot more of an exciting team, I think. More fun to watch, maybe, but should be fun. So with hearing all those guys, we said Tyrese Halliburton, he has the inside track because he can't score. All these guys can score. But he can score and he's at home. Who would be your B, you know, your B pick? So, you know.
All right, so watching the All-Star game for many years, being a
connoisseur of the All-Star game.
Connoisseur of the All-Star game.
Oh, goodness. I did not know.
It's definitely going to be, they're going to try for Halliburton. The East is going to try for Halliburton. The old guys, Steph, LeBron, KD, they're not playing much minutes. They'll do, you know, they'll be there. But if you're talking about like second quarter and most of the game, unless the game is close, then they'll go in there. But if it's for most of the game, the old 35 and older are not playing. Anthony Davis might not play a lot. Well, he's, you know, Jokic might not play a lot. The second guy, there's two guys I'm looking at the West. If the East has Halliburton, the two guys I'm looking at is SGA and Anthony Edwards.
Oh.
Anthony Edwards feels, he walks around like he's the best damn basketball player in the world.
He's one.
And he would love to showcase people, let people know. I know yesterday in the skill competition, he was being a little a-hole, like shooting the ball with the left hand, but he's funny like that. But when it comes to competition, he wants to let everybody know that he's him. And I could see Anthony Edwards winning the NBA All-Star MVP.
I believe it's the year of Luka. He's having a wonderful year. This would be not the crowning moment, but one of those moments of that wonderful year. I think if Tyrese Halliburton doesn't win it, I think it's Luka Doncic. He's got that old man game, Vlad.
Luka would have to get a triple-double.
He could do it. You could easily score 10 points.
But I just think a lot of the guys that's coming off the bench, a lot of young guys in their first time or their second time, then they want to leave a mark. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, make a claim that they're here now.
I like Luka, though. I like Luka. I think he says, give me the ball. Get out of my way.
I can tell you who's not going to be the All-Star MVP.
Bam Adebayo.
Absolutely.
And I'm not being mean. I'm just, his game does
I
not
see all you Heat that. Fans texting and on YouTube and Twitch and you know, on the text line that he's going to. No, he's not. No, he's not. For two reasons. One, this is a guard game. You've got to be able to shoot. You got to be able to dribble and, you know, do all this, the dazzling plays. And second, he's been in the All-Star game a lot of time. I don't want Doc Rivers trying to tire your guy. That's the thing. That's another thing you got to watch out. Those coaches, some of these guys will play certain players a little bit more because they think they could tire them during, you know, if they have to face them later on in the season. Yes, trust me, they do. They do.
Okay. Well, should be a fun one tonight. You've talked me into watching the whole entire game, Vlad. I mean, some of my life plans changed, but my schedule's free, so I'm all in on the All-Star game with the weather. We're all in. Last night, though, was also an exciting night in the sports world. Let's put it all together, slap some music on it, and call it a montage for you to enjoy to listen to.
Welcome inside Emily Arena here in Tampa for this evening's matchup. It's the Florida Panthers and their cross-state rivals, the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Miami and Boston College, and away we go. Hurricanes win the opening tap.
Please welcome AT&T CEO John Stankey, joined by Julius Erving as they present the Julius Dr. J. Erving Trophy to the winner of the 2024 AT&T Slam Dunk. From the Osceola Magic, let's hear it for Mac McClung.
I hated those who got me, a million refugees with unlimited warranties, Black Caesar.
10 seconds.
He got it.
He got it.
He got it.
Women shoot from.
Why are you putting those boundaries on her?
That's not a boundary.
That's what the game is.
She wanted to shoot.
They have a smaller ball, don't they?
She shot the boundary.
WNBA ball.
WNBA ball is smaller.
She shot with the WNBA ball.
Yeah, but she should have shot from the line.
Quiz comes down to this, and you've had the chance on the rope. And needed every single shot, and it came down to the money ball. Dang, time.
Touch that watch, baby. Touch that watch.
And you don't stop, yo. My eyes are sore, being a senator.
Here to present the 2024 Kia Skills Challenge trophies to our winning team, the Pacers.
Cats wanna play, I told you. Dance around you fools like Cassius Clay. Stretch my heat and make you do a pot of parade. Kick your balls like Pele. Think I'm doing ballet.
The horn sounds and Boston College comes from behind with a solid closing argument to defeat the University of Miami by a final score of 85-77. Hurricanes have lost their fourth straight game. Eagles end a four-game losing streak to Miami, and Boston College has now won 4 of their last 6 games.
The Panthers top the Lightning here in Tampa, 9-2.
That's what you call the woodshed. Panthers exercised some demons last night by going into Tampa Bay and putting that woodshed on them, 9-2. There's a new sheriff in town. The Bullies are now no longer the Bullies. They are being bullied. Franchise record, 11th straight road win. That bodes well no matter what you say in whatever league you're in. NHL record is 12. The Cats return home. Why go home when you're winning so much on the road? To face the Ottawa Senators Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Vlad, those road wins, they're only worth 2 points, but man, they feel like so much more. So much more.
Oh, no, man. Going to somebody's house and beating them is always good.
Plus, you know now you got a game that travels. You get into the postseason, you're going to have to win some games on the road if you want to make a run. You know you can. You know you're capable. You know you're good at it. Feeling good. Kings baseball got a rain delay going on. I don't know if it's been canceled yet. Let me check real quick.
It has been canceled. What are we doing here?
Let's see what they say. Canceled. The game has been canceled because there's no way this rain is letting up anytime soon, which is going to throw a kink in my plans.
Every time I look in your background, it's just dark and gray.
It's nasty, man. I was going to walk around, do some drinking and thinking. Nah, maybe not. Canes men's basketball team, it's dark and gray right now. Losers of 4 in a row after falling to Boston College 85-77 yesterday. Duke comes to town Wednesday at 7. You're going to be looking for my dude, Vlad, on the Duke Blue Devils?
Yeah. Emo guy.
Jared McCain. He's going to be talking that noise, too, so get ready.
All right, emo guy. I got some emotional.
Start playing some My Chemical Romance and start yelling at him and stuff like that. Talk about his mom, hurt his feelings. See how that goes. Rivals.com ranks the Hurricanes D-line class for 2024 number 1 in the nation. Of course, they open the season in Gainesville against Florida August 31st. That's going to be a good litmus test. If you can go out there, get that big win, Mario Cristobal can say, we're moving in the right direction. We're getting my guys in. The program after three, this is the third year. We're implementing what we want. We're getting a big road win against a state rival. Get some recruiting out of that. Let's go. G-leaguer, Mac McClung, Oh, wait, you're upset?
Am I the only one who's getting sick and tired of rankings and recruiting? I'm like,
I love it.
I'm sick and tired of it, bro.
I love it. Well, you got to rank something.
I don't care about that.
You don't rank things in your life like best.
But it's enough of that, especially with this university and certain. You know what? Here, let me break it down for you real quick. There's certain universities that I don't want to hear about your rankings and just great class and all of this, because if it's not producing on the field, what's the point of you saying, oh, you got a number one recruiting class?
Because it takes time.
Man, stop. I'm sick of that. Come on, man.
It's just taking time for G-Leaguer Mac McClung to come into his own. He won his second dunk championship. He's only played 4 NBA games.
Because he's not a good NBA player. You can dunk. You got a skill.
He's going to be on that and one tour, or what's the other one? Harlem Globetrotters?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm reaching. Well, Harlem Globetrotters, is that the name of them?
Just sorry, guys. Every time I hear something about, oh, we have the... Okay, yeah, we always do. It's the state of Florida.
I believe. Today's Jaime Jaquez Jr.'s birthday. A lot of people on the
And they robbed him. Look what they did to him. They robbed that man on his birthday.
He dunked over Shaq, although it wasn't as impressive.
Everybody dunking over
but
Shaq.
I'm saying Mac McClung's dunk over Shaq was more impressive. I'm just being honest.
Let me tell you the dunk that was shocking. The dunk where he
alley-ooped it to himself.
Yeah! That first guy that won the slam dunk, he was a bitter old man. Ah! He wasn't giving nobody any high marks and high pointing. Mm-hmm. None. If you missed a dunk, that's like automatically 1.5 off your score.
Yeah.
It was nasty work.
Jaime did pay homage to his heritage in Mexico with the second dunk, still finished in fourth place. Damian Lillard repeated as a three-point champion. Team Pacers took the skills challenge, while Steph did outduel Sabrina Ionescu in a 1-on-1 three-point competition, 29-26.
That's right, Steph. You know what I loved about that whole situation? Steph was just toying with her, too. It's like, oh, my God. He was acting like, oh, she's doing great. Oh,
somebody
my
on
God,
the show
I'm scared.
Predicted that Steph would win, but wouldn't win by a large amount.
No, he wasn't going to win by a large amount because she shot the ball well. Yeah. That's one of the best shooters in the world, male or female. Don't get it twisted. Sabrina's she's nice. But she ain't Steph, though.
Pause.
What do you mean? How's that a pause?
I'm just saying she's nice.
She's nice.
24th ranked FAU.
Well, I didn't say he's nice.
No, you can still pause.
I'm not pausing for she's nice. She's nice. She can shoot.
FAU, they lost to South Florida today. Big time comeback. Fell by 4. It's okay.
I don't know, bro. They can miss the tournament.
They're second in the division, in the conference, right behind South Florida.
Hoover. Right, but I don't know how many people they're going to take out of that conference. They might have to win the conference tournament. Yeah.
But, I mean, now you kind of have that pedigree. You went to the Final Four last year. You've been ranked pretty
all
much
right.
Most of the season.
They might be a first four in. They might have to play in those that Tuesday, Wednesday game on True
Just
TV.
Just give us a ticket. Just give us a ticket.
True TV.
Give me that ticket. Inter Miami has filled every spot in the top 25 most in-demand MLS games for 2024. Luis Suarez says this is the last dance for him, but he's ready for it. MLS season begins Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Herons, Real Salt Lake, Dry Pink Stadium.
Let me see my Apple subscription is ready for.
I think someone offered me their subscription stuff. I think I'm going to have to take them up on this because it seems like I'm going to have a lot of free time on my hands these coming days and weeks. So.
Well, it clearly says it on your headline.
Oh, yeah. I got to find a place to watch the game, though. Man, I got my phone. That's cool. If I continue to pay the bills on it. The Marlins pitcher Tanner Scott won his arbitration hearing with the Marlins, so instead of getting $5.15 million this season, you'll receive $5.7 million. The Fish are in spring training. Open the season March 28th at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Should be fun. I've got to hit a couple of those day games, lad.
I'm absolutely hitting a couple of those day games.
Day drinking.
And, you know, we're getting wasted.
Oh, yeah.
Wasted.
Yeah. With that being said, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. Australia's Tessa Williams.
All right, hold on. How you spell it? Because I want to see how she looks.
T-E-S-S-A-W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. For 15 years, she was the country's most successful dominatrix and regularly spanked men with Bibles, but now is celibate and a Sunday school teacher.
Well, that's not gospel.
Got to change the pace sometimes.
Time out. She was spanking her men with Bibles?
Yes. For 15 years, the country's most successful dominatrix, BDSM.
John 3:16 means something different now.
Hey, yo.
No!
Oh, my God. And then now she's turned...
celibate, number one. That's the first step. Number two, she's a Sunday school teacher. Now...
All right, you know why that's weird?
I don't think it's weird at all.
No, because I'm going to tell you why. What's that girl that claimed she was black, but she wasn't white, but she was white? Rachel?
That was not right.
Rachel Dozo, whatever?
Yeah.
She got fired from her teaching job because she had an OnlyFans page.
You should not fire a working girl.
For working.
For working.
Yeah.
Like Lynn. Lynn knows about my OnlyFans page. She didn't fire me yet.
All right, that's enough.
Coming up next, MLS season starts. What are the reasonable, maybe even watered down expectations for this Inter Miami team? Vlad and I will discuss on Sports Day 560 WQAM. Hopefully you're being safe no matter where you're at, especially in South Florida, because it is a monsoon outside. Vlad, look out these windows. You can't even hardly see. It is raining so hard. Dangerous conditions on the roads. Dangerous just getting outside. With that being said, Vlad, I have a question for you. Would you like to work an extra hour today?
No.
Okay. Hopefully no rain on Wednesday, 8 o'clock, Drive Pink Stadium. It is the opening game, the season of dreams for Inter Miami. You've got the firepower. Lionel Messi. Luis Suarez. Jordi Alba. Sergio Busquets, Tata Martino,
Busquets,
Leo Campana,
Campana,
Drake Callender, and many others. It's looking like Gregory, when he gets back from injury, will not be with Inter Miami. He's going back to
a... So what are you asking me, bro? Do we have a... Do you think this is a team that's ready to win the MLS Cup this season?
I mean, that's what I want to ask you, Vlad. Realistic expectations.
They better.
I'm going to water things
they
down.
They better.
I'm going to give you my water down expectations.
They better. I'm going to... Expectations, MLS Cup, or this is a failure, and the whole Messi operation has been a failure.
Because this could
be, I shed it,
your last chance to have Messi on the team. I literally think
this is his... he's only doing this full season.
Yeah, and then he might go back to Newell's Old Boys and play a year just to kind of full circle things. Nonetheless, yeah, you're all or nothing this year, Vlad.
You're absolutely all or nothing.
I'm going to be realistic. I'm going to water things down a little bit. Shoot low. Hope you get high. Or aim low, hope you get high. This season is successful if, minimum, you have to win one of the cups. It would be great to win that CONCACAF Champions Cup. That's basically UEFA Champions League.
All the champions,
for,
right?
For CONCACAF. For North America, basically.
Area of the world.
Yes. That's not including Boca Juniors, but we're not going to get into that right now.
River Plate.
Oh. So you win that. That's number one. That's somewhat successful. That's not the end all be all. But you have to win one of the cups, whether it's League's Cup, whether it's Hope It Came CONCACAF Champions Cup. So you have to win one of those in season tournament cups, one of those national international cups. In MLS, you have to finish 1, 2, or 3 in the league.
Fam, you got
to
win.
So you got to finish the regular season. You say with most amount of points.
They got to win. They got to win. They can't sneak into the playoff. I mean, they just make the playoff, but I don't want no sneaking.
I'm watering things down a little bit. I'm tempering a little bit.
Mm-hmm. No temper. You got Messi. You got Suarez. You got a team that should be...
I'm saying everyone, you're the not tempered. I'm the tempered. So you got to win one of these. So do you have to win CONCACAF Champions Cup?
You have to win them all.
You have to win all the cups.
Yes.
So you have to go for trebles, quadruples.
I need trebles. Yeah.
You might have to go break into someone's house and just steal silverware.
I need brace. Maybe you have to win two, a brace, treble. They got to win.
Okay, so I'm saying you win one of the cups in season. You finish in the top, because there could be injuries. There's international duty. Crazy things happen.
Oh, I expect injuries.
We all know soccer's crazy. There's no givens. You have to finish in the top three teams in the league, MLS. And you have to at least make it to the MLS Cup final. That is a watered-down, successful season for this Inter-Miami team. Now, Vlad, tell me what your expectations are and what the expectations of the fan base and the team should be.
Rings.
As in?
They need to win the MLS Cup. Mm-hmm. They need to win the... CONCACAF
Champions Cup.
CONCACAF Championship.
League's Cup.
They have to win. They have to defend their title again.
And what is it? The Commander's Cup to win the regular season?
Do they have to defend their title that they won last year?
Yeah, League's Cup.
They got to do that. They got to do. Messi's got to put in a tremendous season.
Yeah, it's the Commander's Cup.
They got to win the Commander's Cup. He has to put a tremendous season, because I personally think this is his final season with Inter Miami and with MLS. So he has to win, because if he wins, then it was this year and a half.
Supporter Messi. Shield. It's called the Supporter Shield. I'm sorry.
Supporter Shield.
So they have to win the Supporter Shield also?
Yeah, they got to win it all, because he's really going to be with the team for 18 months if you count last year.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have many hardware,
it's all for nothing.
Who benefited more from the Messi?
They're worth over $1 billion now. Jorge Mas benefited from this.
Mas did, yeah.
David Beckham. But as a fan, you had a lot of exciting moments, but what's a whole lot of exciting moments without anything to show for it?
I mean, dude, a lot of fans who became Inter fans had to get Apple.
Yeah. You see a lot more Inter Miami jerseys, shirts, and hats around now than when you did back in 2020, 2021, 2022.
I haven't seen this much pink and black since Bret Hart.
Beautiful kit, though. The Negra Rosa, not the pink one.
Negra Rosa, yeah. I haven't seen that much pink and black attack since Bret Hart.
It's going to be a hot ticket Wednesday, but you're saying you got to win basically everything. I mean, and I hate to be like this, Vlad. You're somewhat realistic. I try to be the realistic fan, but I mean, look at the firepower you have. You have who some people argue the greatest player of all time.
Of all time.
And who's still playing at an extremely high level. I don't care that he's 36 years old. Still 36 years old, nonetheless. And I don't want to hear about he had a bad preseason or offseason or international friendly. He was not trying. He was a little bit dinged up. They say he's 100% now. You have, some people say, the greatest player of all time, if not top three greatest player of all time. You have his running buddy, Luis Suarez, who arguably is the greatest Uruguayan player of all time.
I would say he is.
And the biggest hustler, and maybe one of the biggest hustlers in soccer history, and a really darn great player. And they've also played together in Barcelona. Then you bring in your other guy, Sergio Busquets, who's been a little nicked up this preseason, but nonetheless, a generational player, one of the best players of the decade. And Jordi Alba comes to the team. Plus, you've got some other signings, some of the guys. Now, Facundo Farias from Argentina, he's hurt. We don't know when he's going to be back. But you still got Drake Callender, who was one of the premier goaltenders in MLS last year. Even when they were bad, he was really good. Leo Campana, who was a good goal scorer before, you know, Lionel Messi came to town and took that number 10 and ran with it. Still got a good base. So, Vlad, you saying, in a league that is, I think, underrated. I think MLS is a lot more competitive than a lot of people give it credit for. Nonetheless, these guys are better than the MLS. At least those four guys and the coach, Tata Martino, who you brought in, who's also already won a bunch of things. To say that they should go in there, win CONCACAF, and I've already said they're the best team in CONCACAF, best club team in CONCACAF, and our dude Joe Malfa agrees with that, and Joe Malfa knows a little more than I do. Thomas Rongren told us that stuff too. You know, we love TR more than anybody. They got to win that. That's a big trophy. You go back, win League's Cup. You say you dominate that. You want them to run, I mean, when I say run through, dominate for the most part when everybody plays in MLS, and then they got to win that MLS Cup.
They got to win it all.
They have to win it all. And like I said, that's somewhat reasonable. Like I said, you can make the argument with the players you've got, with the money you're spending, with everything that's going on, you have a reasonable, you know, belief for that. To say that that's something reasonable.
Because of the deal and all the focus on the deal and what everybody had to do in order to watch one of the greatest athletes in the world.
You and I want
to
watch the game? We can't just turn on the old TV.
You can't turn on the old TV.
Fire up the Apple app.
You got to get an Apple app.
You want to go to a game? You're probably going to have to buy tickets on the secondary market, and they ain't going to be cheap.
Think about it last summer, Kuzin. We were talking about Inter Miami right after the Heat NBA final run, right after the Panthers Stanley Cup final run. You're talking about Messi. Like, there wasn't a dead period down here in South Florida. You had the greatest soccer player, or one of the two greatest soccer players in the world, playing locally, playing here in Fort Lauderdale, right off Commercial. You can picture that. Let me tell you the two things I've never thought I would ever see in South Florida. One is a casino on 441, and the other is a top-notch superstar playing on Commercial Boulevard.
Yeah.
If you've ever told me that I would see a great casino on 441 and one of the greatest athletes and one of the greatest soccer players ever playing on Commercial, I wouldn't believe you.
I believe that. I believe that you would never believe that you would ever see that. That's it's hard to believe. So it's all or, I mean, not all or nothing, but success is very high. Luckily, though, especially this number 10, but those guys, they've dealt with the pressure. They've dealt with the success before. There's anybody in any squad that can pull it off and can maneuver through all that, it's Lionel Messi and friends.
Lionel Messi and friends.
Yeah, I'm not going to list them all again. I'm just going to tell you.
No, I'm just saying it's funny when you say that. It's like that's basically who they are, is Lionel Messi and friends.
It's Lionel Messi. I mean, and that's another thing.
You brought your peoples in. Yeah.
You brought your dudes in. You got everything you asked for. If anything goes wrong, it's on you.
It's definitely on you.
It is on you, number 10. It doesn't hurt your legacy or anything like that, but at the same time, it hurts your ego a little bit. Like, I want this. You got it all. Say no more. Say less. If it doesn't hit, we did what you asked. You also own part of this team.
You do own part of the team.
He does have an investment to play well, though. I do like that. I think players need a little more of that. Give him some ownership. That's for another time. I think they can do it, though. The man
made $1 billion off Apple.
Yeah, and Adidas, he's got some good money from them, too, last year.
And he did a Super Bowl commercial with, what was it, Michelob?
Michelob Ultra.
What's going on with Michelob? What's going on with Michelob? They're getting all the cool Dan South Florida
Marino,
athletes.
They got them all. Dan Marino, Tua, Messi.
And
Jimmy. Bow.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. You're right. Hold on. They got Jimmy. They got Jaime.
Because it's hot, man.
They got Jimmy and Jaime. By the way, I like their commercial with Hotels.com. They're sniffing the coffee like they're snorting cocaine. Mm. I don't understand that, but it was funny.
I don't know what that has to do with Miami.
I don't know. But Jaime was looking at Jimmy like, yo, why are you sniffing coffee? Why are you smelling coffee? But a funny commercial. But nonetheless, you got Jaime and Jimmy, Michelob, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got Marino and Tua, Michelob.
Yes, sir.
And we have Lionel Messi. All we need is Matthew Tkachuk to do a Michelob commercial, and I'm saying it.
I'm
Michelob
right
in South Florida got something going on. Is there a plant? Is there a facility here in South Florida?
It's because it's hot. You need something refreshing.
That ain't refreshing.
It's water, man. It'll hydrate you.
It's urinated water.
It is urinated water. I mean, once again, if they want us to do a special. And
I will. Yeah, you cut a down. Check. You Come cut a down. Check.
I'll sing your praises. In the meantime, I'm
man,
hitting stouts.
I'll drink Michelob all show.
I'm hitting the stouts. I'm surprised, Vlad, you don't drink more stouts. You seem like.
I do like. I like Guinness.
Yeah, okay. I figured.
That's, you know. It's Moni Guinness, you know what I mean? Keeps you stout, baby.
That's funny, as you walk around this neighborhood, there's all types of bottle caps, but really only two.
Guinness.
Prestige and Guinness. That's all I'm saying. I love both of them, so you know how it is. With that being said, we're going to close out the show next here on 560 WQAM.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Every player's aiming coach right. Master recipe.
Finishing up Sports Day on 560 WQAM. It is nasty all over South Florida and pretty much the whole United States with the rain. So you got time to get ready for this NBA All-Star game, which is starting at 8. I'll tell you, 24 hours ago, I was not stoked up about this All-Star game. Now I am. I'm watching every single minute of it tonight, Vlad.
Well, when you told me. When you see the weather like this, of course.
What are you going to do? I don't know what I was going to do tonight. I don't know.
Tomorrow's a holiday.
Yeah, so. But you and I are going to be working nonstop.
Yeah, I can't go out tonight.
Yeah, Jesus. You and I will be on tomorrow from 10 to 2. Basically, it's just you and I filling in for Tobin and Leroy and Jay Fig and Marcos. It's going to be two men for the price of four.
I'm Leroy.
You can have that. Although, I mean, Leroy and I have a lot in common, too, because we're both from New Orleans and stuff like that. So in that aspect, still not close enough. Not close enough. So tomorrow from 10 to 2, you'll have us on President's Day. Hope you have a nice President's Day. My plan was to finish up here. I was actually, believe it or not, Vlad, since we're so busy tomorrow, I was going to do some work today once I got off the air. Kind of finish some things up. Now I'm really going to do a lot of work because I really can't get out there. But I was going to do a little bit of work, and I was going to run around this neighborhood, have a few beers, kind of check what's going on. They got this off-site place that's supposed to have their own beer across the street. It's rainy now. Then this place called Focal, which now I found out is permanently closed. It was a brewery, but... And then I might run down to Don's 5-star dive bar, the Anderson. I might just bar hop, but now with the rain, you can't really hop. So, I don't know. I would invite you, but today's your family day, so I didn't want to bother you with that.
And The boat show. Is it the boat show this weekend? Was the boat show this weekend?
I think so. The 14th. Yeah, I think it is. Yes. Yes, it is this weekend. I'll miss it. I'm missing it again. I don't know. Sort of boat show. But yeah, this All-Star game, I'm now really, really excited because by default, there's really nothing else to do and there's no really other sports on.
There is nothing.
It's rainy and nasty outside. Why go around and like I'm doing and spend a bunch of money on beers and bars when I can just kind of sit around and watch the All-Star game and hope Bam Adebayo shows up and plays out? I still think Luka's going to win the MVP if it's not for Tyrese Halliburton. And
I like that. I like that. We think the favorite should be Tyrese. But
the hometown guys always.
But I'm going, you're going Luka, I'm going Ant Edwards.
I mean, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a wild card.
Is a wild card.
I mean, the guy can fill it up. He's a great player, a great defender, great all-around player. It's hence why he's a starter in the All-Star game above Steph Curry, who won against Sabrina Ionescu last night.
Steph Curry with the shot.
You
boy.
Don't have any bets on the game tonight, do you?
No. Listen, I had bets yesterday. You have Prize Picks, baby. Prize Picks. I'll let your boy. I took the over in all the 3-point shooters, except for Malik Beasley, and I won. That was a nice little $200 right there.
Whoa!
And I got I got some picks on tonight's game.
Oh, you got some like. Not props, but
props. Yeah, like LeBron to shoot over 2.5 three-pointers.
No parlay? You don't like to?
I'm parlaying it. I'm parlaying
the parlay,
the excitement of the parlay. Because you
got to hit that first leg, man.
Fam, you feel like how about when you hit six and then you lose?
Yeah. I have won a four-leg parlay once or twice. I've come an inch away from winning a five-leg one time. Oh, my goodness. I was about to say something. Jason Tatum, why'd you hit that last second shot?
Hey, yo.
Why'd you hit that last second shot, Jason Tatum? This is like a year or something ago, but nonetheless.
There's nothing worse than losing by a half a point.
Tough times right there.
Tough times. Like, yo, you've hit every game, and you're one win away, and you played what you know you're right. You know you're right, and then all of a sudden, a final basket. That happened to me last week in a college basketball game.
That's gambling.
That's team was covering. Gambling. They gave up a game-winning three. I lost.
That's game. No, what's also bad, like, let's say you got a silly little three-leg parlay. You lose the first leg, but you hit the other two. It's like, man.
What's the point?
Man.
Like, right now, I'm about to lay over wager right now.
Live betting right now.
Live betting. I'm looking at the 4:00 games.
You got SMU. And
you guys
Memphis.
Could text me or, you know.
I got Memphis winning this one. Take the points.
I don't know. Memphis has been kind of slacking.
But Anthony Hardaway, man.
Yeah, he's not playing. He's coaching.
Oh, I thought he was playing. I thought he had another year of eligibility.
All right, I like the over in the St. John Seton Hall game at 5.
Oh, well, that's you, a New York guy.
Of course. You know,
That is a New York college basketball game.
That won't get better than
don't
that.
Don't get much more New York than that.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're going to play hard. I should take Seton Hall plus the points, but I'll go over. Memphis is that's an over. Memphis can't play one lick of defense.
Good. That's what I like.
Minnesota and Rutgers, -5.5. Let's look at Rutgers' record here. You got to look at the record, man. You can't just start betting willy-nilly
throw money at things.
All right,
man.
So both teams are 14-10 and 6-7. You know what? I'm going to go with Rutgers. They're getting 5.5.
This is how Vlad gambles his life away.
That's how I gamble my life away.
Nice, nice. Well, enjoy. I'm about to go grab some beers, run around a little Haiti. I'm sure I'll look a little out of place for a while, but once I start drinking that Prestige.
I love how my cousin runs around my neighborhood like he's Haitian. You run around little Haiti more so than I do. And you're not the Haitian.
I speak Creole, though, so I'll be all right. Mm-hmm. That automatically gets you through a couple of checkpoints, you know. But then the rest of the time, yeah. I will be running through little Haiti, so if you see me and I will be easy to spot, just, you know, honk the horn or come by and have a beer with me. It'll be fun.
Bam, bam.
Vlad, I'll be texting you throughout the game, talking to you, seeing how your bets are doing. And basically, because I mean, I got nothing else to do other than watch the NBA All-Star game and drink beer. And you know what happens when that happens. Text machine is alive. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 to 2 for Tobin and Leroy. For my cousin Vladimir Louison, I am Dan Day. This has been Sports Day on 560 WQAM.
Later, fools.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Imagine
and every player's aiming coach right. Master recipe.
Finishing up Sports Day on 560 WQAM. It is nasty all over South Florida and pretty much the whole United States with the rain. So you got time to get ready for this NBA All-Star game, which is starting at 8. I'll tell you, 24 hours ago, I was not stoked up about this All-Star game. Now I am. I'm watching every single minute of it tonight, Vlad.
Well, when you told me. When you see the weather like this, of course.
What are you going to do? I don't know what I was going to do tonight. I don't know. I'm going to try to. I'm going to.
Tomorrow's a holiday.
Yeah, so. But you and I are now going to be working nonstop.
Yeah, I can't go out tonight.
Yeah, Jesus. You and I will be on tomorrow from 10 to 2. Basically, it's just you and I filling in for Tobin and Leroy and Jay Fig and Marcos. It's going to be two men for the price of four.
I'm Leroy.
You can have that. Although, I mean, Leroy and I have a lot in common, too, because we're both from New Orleans and stuff like that. So, in that aspect, still, not close enough. Not close enough. So tomorrow from 10 to 2, you'll have us on President's Day. Hope you have a nice President's Day. My plan was to finish up here. I was actually, believe it or not, Vlad, since we're so busy tomorrow, I was going to do some work today once I got off the air. Kind of finish some things up. Now I'm really going to do a lot of work because I really can't get out there. But I was going to do a little bit of work, and I was going to run around this neighborhood, have a few beers, kind of check what's going on. They got this off-site place that's supposed to have their own beer across the street. It's rainy now. Then this place called Focal, which now I found out is permanently closed. It was a brewery, but... And then I might run down to Don's five-star dive bar, the Anderson. I might just bar hop, but now with the rain, you can't really hop. So, I don't know. I would invite you, but today's your family day, so I didn't want to bother you with that.
And the boat show, is it the boat show this weekend? Was the boat show this weekend?
I think so. The 14th. Yeah, I think it is. Yes, yes, it is this weekend. I'm missing it again. I don't know. So no boat show. But yeah, this All-Star game, I'm now really, really excited because by default, there's really nothing else to do and there's no really other sports on.
There is nothing.
It's rainy and nasty outside. Why go around and like I'm doing and spend a bunch of money on beers and bars when I can just kind of sit around and watch the All-Star game and hope Bam Adebayo shows up and plays out? I still think Luka's going to win the MVP if it's not for Tyrese Halliburton. And
I like that. I like that. We think the favorite should be Tyrese. But
the hometown guys always.
But I'm going, you're going Luka, I'm going Ant Edwards.
I mean, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is our wild card.
Is a wild card.
I mean, the guy can fill it up. He's a great player, a great defender, great all-around player. It's hence why he's a starter in the All-Star game above Steph Curry, who won against Sabrina Ionescu last night.
Chef Curry with the shot.
You
boy.
Don't have any bets on the game tonight, do you?
No. Listen, I had bets yesterday. You have Prize bet? Picks, baby. Prize Picks. I'll let your boy. I took the over in all the three-point shooters except for Malik Beasley, and I won. That was a nice little $200 right there.
Whoa.
And I got some picks on tonight's game.
Oh, you got some, like, not props, but like.
Props. Yeah, like LeBron to shoot over 2.5 three-pointers. Yeah.
No parlay? You don't like to.
I'm parlaying it.
The excitement of the parlay.
The excitement of the parlay. Because
you got to hit that first leg, man.
Fam, you feel like how about when you hit six and then you lose?
Yeah. I have won a four-leg parlay once or twice. I've come an inch away from winning a five-leg one time. Oh, my goodness. I was about to say something. Jason Tatum, why'd you hit that last-second shot?
Hey, yo.
Why'd you hit that last-second shot, Jason Tatum? This is like a year or something ago, but nonetheless.
There's nothing worse than losing by a half a point.
Tough times right there.
Tough times. Like, yo, you've hit every game, and you're one game, one win away, and you played what you know you're right. You know you're right, and then all of a sudden, a final basket. That happened to me last week in a college basketball game.
That's gambling.
That's team was covering. They gave up a game-winning three. I lost.
That's gambling. No, what's also bad, like, let's say you got like a silly little three-leg parlay. You lose the first leg, but you hit the other two. It's like, man.
What's the point?
Man.
Like, right now, I'm about to lay over wager right now.
Live betting right now.
Live betting. I'm looking at the 4 o'clock games.
You got SMU. And
you guys could text me or, you know.
I got Memphis winning this one. Take the points.
I don't know. Memphis has been kind of slacking.
But Anthony Hardaway, man.
Yeah, he's not playing. He's coaching.
Oh, I thought he was playing. I thought he had another year of eligibility.
All right, I like the over in the St. John Seton Hall game at 5.
Oh, well, that's you, a New York guy.
Of course, you know.
That is a New York college basketball game.
That don't get better than
don't
that.
Don't get much more New York than that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're going to play hard. I should take Seton Hall plus the points, but I'll go over. Memphis is that's an over. Memphis can't play one lick of defense.
Good. That's what I like.
Minnesota and Rutgers, -5.5. Let's look at Rutgers' record here. Got to look at the record, man. You can't just start betting willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly throw money at things.
All right,
man.
So both teams are 14-10 and 6-7. You know what? I'm going to go with Rutgers. They're getting 5.5.
This is how Vlad gambles his life away.
That's how I gamble my life away.
Nice, nice. Well, enjoy. I'm about to go grab some beers, run around a little Haiti. I'm sure I'll look a little out of place for a while, but once I start drinking that Prestige.
I love how my cousin runs around my neighborhood like he's Haitian. You run around Little Haiti more so than I do. And you're not the Haitian.
I speak Creole, though, so I'll be all right. Mm-hmm. That automatically gets you through a couple of checkpoints, you know. But then the rest of the time, yeah. I will be running through Little Haiti, so if you see me and I will be easy to spot, just, you know, honk the horn or come by and have a beer with me. It'll be fun.
Bam, bam.
Vlad, I'll be texting you throughout the game, talking to you, seeing how your bets are doing. And basically, because I mean, I got nothing else to do other than watch the NBA All-Star game and drink beer. And you know what happens when that happens. Text machine is alive. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 to 2 for Tobin and Leroy. For my cousin Vladimir Louisson, I am Dan Day. This has been Sports Day on 560 WQAM.
Later, fools.